In addition to spending a lot of time conversing with my brain cells, I'm having a big love fest with the 50 trillion molecular geniuses making up my body. I am so grateful that they are alive and working together in perfect harmony that I implicitly trust them to bring me health. The first thing every morning and the last thing every night, I faithfully hug my pillow, wrap one hand in the other, and consciously thank my cells for another great day. I care enough to say it out loud. Thank you, girls. Thanks for another great day. And I say it with an intense feeling of gratitude in my heart. I then implore my cells, please, heal me. And I visualize my immune cells responding. I unconditionally love my cells with an open heart and grateful mind. Spontaneously throughout the day, I acknowledge their existence and enthusiastically cheer them on. I am a wonderful living being capable of beaming my energy into the world only because of them. When my bowels move, I cheer my cells for clearing that waste out of my body. When my urine flows, I admire the volume of my bladder cells are capable of storing. When I'm having hunger pangs and can't get to food, I remind myself that I have fuel, fat, stored on my hips. When I feel threatened, I thank my cells for their ability to fight, flee, or play dead. At the same time, I listen to my body when it speaks to me. If I feel tired, I give my cells sleep. When I'm feeling sloth-like, I give my cells movement. When I'm in pain, I become quiet, coddle the wound, and consciously surrender into the pain, which helps it dissipate. Pain is the tool our cells use to communicate to our brain that there is trauma somewhere in our body. Our cells stimulate our pain receptors in order to get our brain to focus and pay attention. Once my brain acknowledges the existence of the pain, then it has served its purpose and either lightens up in intensity or goes away. From my perspective, the focused human mind is the most powerful instrument in the universe. And through the use of language, our left brain is capable of directing or impeding our physical healing and recovery. My verbal left ego mind functions as the head cheerleader of my 50 trillion molecular geniuses. And when I periodically encourage my cells with, "You go, girls," I can't help but think this induces some sort of vibration within my body that promotes a healing environment. I'm a believer that when my cells are healthy and happy, I am healthy and happy. None of this is to say that people with true mental illness have the capacity to choose completely what is going on inside their brains. However, I do believe that all symptoms of severe mental illness stem from a biological basis. Which cells are communicating with which cells, with which chemicals, and in what quantities of those chemicals? Brain research is on the cutting edge of understanding the neurocircuitry underlying mental illness. And as our knowledge grows, there will be a greater understanding about how we can help people more effectively monitor and tend to the health of their minds. For treatment options, we have the capacity to influence our brain cells chemically through the use of medication, electrically via electrical stimulation, and cognitively through psychotherapy. In my opinion, the purpose of medical treatment is to increase our ability to share a common reality. I am in favor of people exploring what resources might help them more readily connect with others. Unfortunately, 60% of people diagnosed with schizophrenia do not recognize that they are ill. As a result, they do not seek or value treatment and often engage in self-medication through the abuse of drugs or alcohol. Even the recreational use of these substances by anyone decreases our ability to share a common reality and can thus be counterproductive to one's health. Although some individuals advocate for the right to be insane, I am of the opinion that it is everyone's civil right to experience sanity and share in a common reality, whatever the cause of their brain illness or trauma.